Have you ever lost any sleep over your kids? Well, that's a silly question. All of us have. You know, our kids start to doing things that upset us, and we start to, our minds go crazy, don't they, at night, and you're worried sick, and you're thinking, what am I going to do? And you know, the next time that happens, get on our website. There are lots of free articles and tips on that website. It's loveandlogic.com. Also, sign up for our weekly Insiders Club tip. It's a free email tip. Going to give you some quick solutions to, you know, pretty common things that are going on with your kids. Today we're talking about when you don't have control over the issue. And that goes into things like homework, schoolwork, attitude, boyfriend, girlfriend, things like participating in activities, that type of thing where we don't have direct control over what the kid is doing. And I'm looking at an email that really hit me over the head here. And it goes on to say, we have a 15-year-old who's been diagnosed with a spinal deformity. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this, but diagnosed about a year ago. It goes on to say, and that this kid needs to wear a back brace. And if the kid doesn't wear this back brace to correct some of the spinal problem, then there's a high chance, or maybe a fairly good probability, that they're going to have some pretty serious surgery later on. And obviously, this parent wants the kid to wear the back brace. And 15-year-old kid, put yourself in that spot. That's got to be tough for a kid. Mm. I can understand why a kid wouldn't want to wear a back brace, I wouldn't want to, right? Mm. But I would if I knew that it was going to affect my life. And what happens too often in these situations is we try too hard to control something we can't, and as a result, we lose all control. When we have a kid like this, where this is really a life and death medical issue, right? It's a serious matter. Believe it or not, we are basically going to use the same approach we would with a kid, even if it wasn't a life and death issue, because the same techniques apply. The stakes are just a lot higher. And the first general rule of thumb when it has to do, an issue has to do with something we can't control, is that we are going to stop trying to force the kid to do the right thing. See, as long as we try to force this kid to wear his back brace, he's going to see us as the enemy, and he's going to be totally distracted by that and not spend any time thinking about the reality of his health condition, right? See, one of the things we try to do is we create all these consequences for kids when they're causing problems for themselves. And these consequences actually distract the kid from thinking about the real consequence, and that is what's going to happen to them physically. And so my first bit of advice is I would say to this kid, I would say, you know, I love you, and you know that I want you to wear that back brace, but who has to decide whether they have surgery or not? You do, right? Because this is your body. So no matter how much I want to force you to wear that back brace, who's going to decide when it really comes down to it? You are. So I'm going to stop nagging you. See, and I'm going to love you regardless of the number of months you have to spend in the hospital or flat on your back, right? And I'm going to love you regardless of the amount of pain you're going through, right? See, this is just because I love you. And one of the reasons I can love you, even though you're going through pain, is it's because my back isn't going to be the one that has to be operated on. Now, this is really hard for parents to choke down because they say, you know, say, well, you're just letting the kid throw their life away. No, I had no control over that to start with. See, when I stop fighting with kids about things that I don't have control over, the irony is that I end up having a little bit more indirect control over those things. Because now the kid is less distracted by all of my lectures and all of my worry and all the consequences I'm trying to provide. And now they have a little better chance to think about what's really going to happen with them in their life. One of our founders, Dr. Foster Klein, wrote a wonderful book that deals with this issue. The entire book deals with this issue, and that is kids with chronic health issues. And what do you do when they won't take their medication? What do you do when they won't participate in their therapy? What do you do? Because, see, we can't control that directly, can we, folks? But what we can do is we can operate it in a way that helps the kid focus more on their own life and the consequences of that. So I would back out of the power struggle with this kid. And I would also talk with them a lot about, hey, what kind of choices are you making in your life? Because you really are the one to make those choices. Right. And I'd pick up that book. I would read that book. It's a marvelous book, and it gives you a whole lot of other techniques for dealing with these issues. You can be successful with this. I'm thinking about a little girl who would not take her medication for diabetes, and it was serious enough where she could die as a result of it. And the parents had tried everything. They tried battling with her. And it finally got to the point where they finally said to her, they said, honey, you know, we're going to love you even if you're not on this earth anymore. Oh, and that was hard for them. They've tried everything else. They said, we're going to love you even if you're not with us anymore, and we'll visit your headstone, right? And who needs to decide whether you're still with us or not? And, you know, that was the hardest thing those parents ever did. And, of course, that was a risky thing. But, you know, the kid got to choose life rather than rebelling and choosing death. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about something a little more lighthearted, I promise.
The phone lines are open, and the doctor is taking calls.